Hey, Daily Dosers. My name's Tracy, one of the campus pastors over at the Carlsbad campus, and I am here to share with you today about what it means to be the church. And you heard from Chris, just a welcome to the family and talking about how we're all a part of the body and we all have something to do. And Larry talking about we all have a ministry, whether that's vocational or not, we all have something and a purpose to do. And what I want to talk about today is actually taking care of each other, and especially those in need, whether that is an emotional, a spiritual, maybe a financial or a physical need. That's what God calls us to. And not only calls us to it, but actually commands us. He says two of the greatest commands are to love him and to love others. And it's not a love yourself first. It's just those two commands. And so it's that unconditional, sacrificial love that he showed us. It even says in John 15, my command is to love each other as I have loved you. And so that also is taking care of each other and meeting each other's needs. And Paul shows us in Romans really what that looks like in Romans 12. And he starts off talking about presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice and not being conformed to the world. You know, it turns out that God's way of living is pretty counterculture. You know, our culture would tell us that it's all about us, that we deserve or we have the right to be comfortable and have our needs met and to think about ourselves. And as long as we're feeling good, it's all good. And God says, no. Love me and love other people. Think about other people more than you think about yourself. Look to what the needs are of the church and the people in the church and do that. So Paul starts with that. Like, think about it differently. Don't be like the culture is telling you. Then down in verse 6, it says, we all have gifts and God says, let us use them for the body and for the equipping and the challenging and the taking care of each other, ministering to one another. And then in 9, all the way the rest of the chapter, talks about what love in action really looks like. And it says, be kindly affectionate to one another and honor giving preference to one another. Again, pretty counterculture. Serving the Lord, distributing to the needs of the saints. And I love that because it really just breaks it down to the sacrificial humility of looking for other people, looking for their needs, being intentional about that. And that's how we love God. And that's how we are a part of the church. And, you know, James also tells us that our faith without action is dead. Those actions don't get us to heaven and don't gain us anything other than God looking at us and being proud of what we're doing and knowing that we're taking care of his kids. And practically speaking, I think there are a lot of ways to look at that, of meeting the needs of the church and each other, whether it's globally. Those of you who know me, you know I have a love for Haiti and Peru, and I love getting the opportunity to go and serve in those countries. I'm not sure if you know it, but every campus at North Coast has their own missionaries and missions that they support. You can get on our website and check those out if that global taking care of is something you're interested in. Locally, we partner with over 40 organizations that you can be a part of, still in the midst of all of the quarantine and the COVID piece. We still have places for us to serve those in need that are a part of the body of Christ. But I would also say to you and to myself is, I don't think we have to go much further than our own neighborhood, probably our own driveway, before we'd find somebody who has a need that we could meet, whether that is spiritually, emotionally, physically, or financially. I would say put your lawn chairs and your fire pit out on your driveway, and as people walk by, intently ask them how they are and listen. And then share the good news when you have an opportunity, or take people to the doctor in your neighborhood. I have a gal that I've had the privilege of being able to just go grocery shopping for her. Prayer, we all could use prayer. I've got a prayer group of ladies that we saw a need 12 years ago, and we still continue to meet and pray for one another. So you don't have to look far to be the church and to meet the needs and take care of each other. So I would just say today, welcome to the family. We all have a ministry to do, and that is taking care of each other. So let's go out and be the church today.